So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hi, and welcome to the podcast. My name is Dan Latta. Thank you so much for listening. I can't express this enough. Our podcast downloads have continually increased, so we're clearly doing something right. I appreciate all of your support. And in today's podcast, I'm going to talk to you about how we plan for our next 12 months ahead. So, sat on my desk right now, as you can hear, are pieces of paper. And yes, I still use pieces of paper to some extent, although for my time management, I strictly use Google Calendar because it reminds me of what I'm supposed to be doing next. And I can stick it into my mobile phone, which goes with me everywhere, and I can see where the hell I'm supposed to be, what the heck I'm supposed to be doing, what on earth am I supposed to be talking about, and so on. And that then formulates what I do on a daily basis, specifically around the time management. But what about the, you know, planning ahead for 12 months? What about the planning ahead up until the end of the year? For example, today's the 18th of September, so we've got like 105 or so days left of the year. So let me answer that for you. Now, this can be for the next 12 months, it can be for the next 6 months, it could be for the next 3 months. Here we go. So I rewrote this, 107 days left I wrote on the top of this. And so I've got various things on the sheet of paper that I write down that I want to achieve by the end of the year. Now, and I'm going to go through some of these as well as to how this is actually set up. Now, that's number one. Number two is I've got goals for the month. So what is it that I want to have achieved by the end of this month? And that is a subsection of what goes in the 12-month plan or the end-of-the-year plan or the 3-month plan or the bigger plan, basically. And the idea here is that, for example, you know, we've got on the 12 months how many clients we actually want and how many we've actually got on the digital marketing company. So if we've got 107 days left, so it's just, what, 3.5 months, we're not going to go out and find the next bunch of clients in the next 2 weeks. It's just not how it works. So we've got 107 days left to go out and find those clients. So, and we don't just hit the phones and ask people to be clients and network to ask people to be clients. We have to stick them into our sales funnel. And the idea of a sales funnel, of course, is that you stick them in at the top and then they go through the funnel and come out at the bottom as a client of some kind. So if you've got, you know, 3 to 6 months in which to do this, that's realistic. If you've got a week to run them through an entire funnel, you can still do that, but we want to be absolutely sure that the client, when they're signing up, they know all about us, they listen to our podcast, they watch us go live on Facebook, they watch our YouTube videos, so that when they come to the point of buying, they actually really know who we are, what we're about, why we do stuff, and all of the rest of it. Whereas what we find when we, you know, we get a complete stranger who just finds us and then buys, the relationship isn't as solidified, and we want to solidify that relationship. So we want to be putting them through a sales funnel. But this podcast isn't about sales funnels. It's about planning ahead and knowing that we want X number of sales by the end of the year. What do we have to put in place now? So it's create more podcasts, create more Facebook lives, create more of an environment that people want to surround themselves with and act it within as well. So that's very important. And you can't do that in 2 weeks. That takes time. And so it's a case of putting all of these things together, so that everything is in alignment, but when the person finds us, they go through the sales funnel and straight into it. And some of this is very subtle, by the way. Some of it you won't know, but it's a sales funnel, and that's what it's meant to look like. Or it's not meant to look like. It's not a sales funnel. Anyway, so we've got, on mine, we've got 107 days. Once we get towards the end of the year, probably in December, we're going to set down our goals for next year. So on our yearly goal session, for example, in my life, I've got property. So I've got property goals, and I can give you some of them. For example, all properties full over Christmas. That, you know, is bog standard. All properties should be full all the time. And actually, we do very well, generally, keeping properties rented and avoiding voids. Literally, tenants hand keys to the next tenant, and we put a cleaner in the middle. And sometimes, I mean, we've just done a move out where a tenant moved out on a Friday. We put new bedroom carpet in on the Thursday before they moved out. They very kindly let us do it. They handed keys to us at 3 p.m. Painters and decorators went in, painted the bedroom, and, you know, after the carpet, it was just the order in which it had to be done.
painted the carpet, painted the walls, I should say. they did the lounge. It was, you know, the tenants have painted it black and just bizarre. They're going to lose some money out of the bond for that, unfortunately, because we didn't have permission for it. But anyway, we went in, painted everything white. The ensuite to do, we put in a new king size bed, which the room will take, new carpet, new walls. It looks very pretty awesome, actually. Although we did put the rent up £100 on that. But anyway, we literally, the tenant moved out on the Saturday at 3:30, and the next tenant moved in at 12 noon. The next day, cleaners went in at 7:30 in the morning. It was like military precision. It was one of our most difficult move-ins, actually. But we got it done, so we avoid voids where possible. And then again, on property goals, up to the end of this year, we got some properties that need some enhancements doing to them. So, for example, one needs a double glazed rear door, so we've priced that up £750. One of them needs a UPVC composite door, excuse me, because it's in that type of location where you need composite, which is a tougher kind of door than UPVC. We've got another property like that. We've got fire doors to go in. We've got new UPVC windows, sash windows, these enormous windows. So that's what we've got all lined up in terms of property, and that's the property goals. Other than actually getting stuff rented and keeping it full. And then we've got other property goals on here as well, which include researching where we're going to buy here in Spain, so that when we rewrite these goals for next year, we're then starting to buy more properties in Spain rather than the UK. We get better yields and so on. And I'm in Spain and they're right at my doorstep now, so it works better. And also having a different asset base in a different country on a different currency. Given Brexit, you know, we've lost 15%. The exchange rate was 75 pence to a euro. Is that right? Is that the right way around? Yeah, and now it's 89 pence to a euro. So we've lost 14 pence, which is 14%. So, for example, you know, if I spend 10 grand, that is £1,500, £1,400 on that £10,000. And we're buying flats for like 45 grand here, 40,000 euros. That right there is a £6,000 difference. It makes a big difference. And then if I'm spending money here in Spain and I'm using pounds converted to euros, I'm losing 15% there as well. So then the idea about having assets in a foreign country is that those assets generate the income on which you live on in the same currency. So we're not then subject to currency fluctuations. I hope that makes sense. So all that goes into property goals and then ready for next year. So we're just doing research, understanding tenants, understanding property law here in Spain because it's different. So that's property goals. And then under business goals, so we've got up until the end of the year, we've got X number of clients that we want. We've got to make sure that the sales funnel for each individual product and also getting clarity on what the product is going to be. We've got a mastermind product that we've just released, which is really cool. But just making sure that the sales funnel for that and actually the content that is ready for when people sign up is actually ready for them. We've also got a target on the property sourcing product that we've just released. We've also got a target on personal income from just the business, not necessarily from property. So, and actually I've taken a backseat on personal income from the business because I prefer money to go back into the business so we can grow it. But actually, as we come up to Christmas, we're probably going to increase the personal income. And as we go into next year, that's going to happen as well. So all of that, so we've got into two separate sections. We've got property and then we've got business. Now, the other thing that you might want to put on yours, so I've got on mine achievements wanted. The other thing that we're probably going to want to do, I'm just making a note on mine to remind myself, is in another box is training required. What training do I want to do? So, for example, if I want to go to Funnel Hacking Live, so that's $1,000, you know, it's $1,000 for a flight. It's $1,500 for accommodation. So you're $3,500 before you even started. That's what, about $2,000, maybe over $2,000. So that's fine. So let's say it is Funnel Hacking Live. That's in February. So it's $2,000 I've got to find for that. What about in July? What about in October? And I've gone through stages in my life, in my career, where I've gone on 5 or 6 training courses in a year. Chris Howard, for example, wonderful training if you can do some of Chris Howard's stuff. And we've done that, and you know, my business really took off because of that. And it's kind of like, you know, as an as a business owner, you're always looking at keeping your costs down, and obviously not going on these trainings keeps costs down, okay, and time away from family and so on. But actually, that's at the expense of not growing the business and being motivated to do so, because I need motivation too. I also need more knowledge and further knowledge. And so actually booking 5 or 6 new training sessions every year, maybe a bit too many now, seeing as I live in Spain and it's not as accessible. Because when I, you know, if it's a Saturday and a Sunday training event, I have to come in on the Friday and I'll leave on the Monday. And invariably it's Tuesday before I'm back with family, because it's late flights, early morning flights, that kind of thing. So we're probably talking 4 training sessions. And now we know it's 4, it's like, great, okay, so if it's two grand for Funnel Hacking Live, let's spend that 2 grand. And let's find another 3 that are also 2 grand each. That's fine. That's a really worthy investment into myself. That's 8 grand, but that's fine. And if you're not at that level, you know, there's a LinkedIn course later this year that I might attend. Can't stand LinkedIn, but probably need to improve on that, of course, ourselves. So we'll probably go and do that one. And that's £1,000, you know, hotels, flights. It's not as simple as just driving down the M1. But this goes on to our yearly goals session. What do we want to have accomplished? So let's just add LinkedIn on there as well, while it's fresh in my mind, LinkedIn. So we've got 3 areas there. So we've got property, we've got business, and then we've got training required, which is really cool. And then we've got another area, which is achievements wanted. What do I want to have achieved by the time I get there? Now, this is different, because this could be, you know, world peace, Brexit thwarted. Not that I have any impact on any of that stuff. But it could be, you know, what's the big things that I really want to achieve. So, for example, in my calendar, and it's booked in, and people will be aghast at this, but, you know, from 5 o'clock till 6 o'clock is playing with my little one for an hour, regardless of how painful it is. Playing with Barbies and Paw Patrol for a whole hour is a painful thing. We have so many birthday parties. We're playing with Barbies and Paw Patrol, but she's just at that age, you know, she's just at that age where that's the only thing she wants to do, and she loves it, and it's the same story every time. It's very difficult sometimes. I love it and I hate it all in one, just because it's like, you know, it's dull playing Barbies, but I love playing with my daughter, so it's like, you know, but that as an achievement is a really big achievement. For some people it comes more naturally, and that's fine. Not playing with the kid, but the Barbies and Paw Patrol and doing the same thing over and over again. But it's really good for her, and so that's why we do it. So that's a great achievement for me to do as well. It improves my parenting skills, which, how do you even, you know, parenting skills, how can you even quantify what that is? How do you quantify a well-rounded kid? Very, very difficult to do, and you won't find that out until she's 30. Then you go, oh, bugger, I did it wrong, or you've done it right, or... And by the way, on that, everybody's doing the best with their abilities that they have. Some people are amazing parents and they don't even have to think about it. And other people are average parents, shall we say, and they put 150 million percent into being that, at the very best that they can be, and at best for an average parent. And sometimes I wonder if I fall into that category, because it's not a natural thing for me. Put me on stage, let me talk bollocks for an hour, or 5 days straight with no notes, not a problem at all. Playing with Barbies and having yet another birthday party is very difficult. But anyway, so what else goes into your achievements? What should go into that? Like, the other stuff we've got in here is health goals. So we've got a waist measurement goal. I'm not going to tell you what it is. We've got a kilogram goal, which is 72 kilos. I'm happy to tell you what that is. We were 82 kilos 6 weeks ago, and we're now 83 kilos 6 weeks ago. We're now 78, so we lost 5 kilos in 6 weeks, which is cool. We should hit that target of 72, although I've not started lifting weights, so that's going to affect it. Run 20 mins on a treadmill, that should be easily doable. 20 pull-ups, curl 45 kilograms, bench press 60 kilos, wide grip pull-ups, I've put 5. To be honest, I should be up to 10 or 15 there. But they're the health goals. Don't want to overdo those, because I've not been as healthy as I could have been this year. I should have hit the gym every single day, and I absolutely, completely opposite to that. In fact, I've probably done the gym 45 days maximum, and we've only got 100 days left. So out of 250 days, 20% have been in the gym. And they've probably all been at the start of the year as well. Not, you know, not like once every 3 days, which it should be. But anyway, So, but these are the health goals. Now, the idea about this is that I've got these health goals for the rest of this year. And then when I pick up the sheet for the actual month, the goals get transposed onto the weekly one. So, sorry, the monthly one, and then that gets transposed, then it gets copied onto the weekly one. So, for example, on the weekly one, if I just pull that up now, here's my other piece of paper. So, on my weekly one, property, I've got a tenant not paying right now, so he's going out today as it happens, and we've got viewings lined up on Monday. So under property, all property's full. This is a subsection of what we want to happen. She's a good tenant by the looks of it, but we've got lined up, and she's got guarantor. She worked in a family business for 3.5 years. It looks like that'll be fine, actually. A good tenant there. And we've got guarantor from a business owner, which is really cool too. And then we've got, you know, this is on the weekly one, so we've got, taking on a new member of staff, setting up a new chat box for our clients, the new mastermind product is going to get released this week as well. We've got health, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, run and weights. It's also got a place where I can put my waist size and my weight measurement. So that's the goals for the week. And as I do the, let's say it's Monday today, it's, well, let's just say it's Wednesday because it is Wednesday. When I run on a Wednesday, I can cross it off. And when I do weights on a Wednesday, I can cross that off. And when I run on a Thursday, I can cross it off. And my weight session, I can cross that off. So it's always to hand, because this will lead me. If I do everything that I've set myself to do for the year and I put that into a weekly format and I do what I'm supposed to do every single week, when I get to the end of the year, I'll be on target. You see, as long as you've got a plan, and as long as the plan is a good plan, and then it's about you taking action every single day of every single week of every single month for every single year. And when you do all that, it magically all comes into alignment. So the other thing I've got on my yearly goal session is number of YouTube videos. How many of them do I want? Number of podcasts. Well, we had 107 days left when I wrote this, so I've written 107 podcasts. YouTube videos probably should be in excess of 50, and number of Facebook lives should be, what, let's just call it 25 for now. Perfect. Let's do that. And then that then goes on to, once you get your monthly sheet, you know, so if you've got 3.5 months left and you're doing 25 Facebook lives, then it's what? It's about 7, 14, 18, it's about 7 a month, more 8 a month, call it. Yeah, 8, 16, 24. Let's do eight a month. So that's 2 a week. So that's Tuesday and a Thursday to go live on Facebook. So then that goes into your calendar. So you see how this all ties up and aligns into your bigger thing, whatever that happens to be. You just have to work it backwards and quantify it and stick it in your calendar, and that's how it should work. So Facebook Lives is 2 per week. Perfect. Well, when are you going to do those? It could be, as you pull over, you pull into the driveway, as you get home from work, and you put the light on, or you have a little ring light around your phone, if you've seen those, and you press record and you go live. You sat outside your house using Wi-Fi before you go in the house, and you talk about the day's events. That's a great way of doing it. So, number of YouTube videos, for example, we've got 50, and we've got 107 days, so that's one every 2 weeks. Now, actually, we might want to plan 3 or 4 videos all in one day, and then we can schedule those out so you've got consistent videos going out. If you do 4 videos in a day and you schedule all 4 videos going, I'll just do the same again tomorrow, it tends not to work like that. You've got to get ahead of yourself because life gets in the way. And this is actually over summer. My plan over summer was to have enough podcasts lined up so that we could podcast all throughout summer. It just never happened because I didn't do the work beforehand. So, you know, and that's fine. It's just about recognizing what I didn't do correctly and fixing that. So then now we're ahead. We're recording, this is podcast 294. 295 has already been recorded, believe it or not, because it was taking out of a Facebook Live. So the next podcast is from a Facebook Live I did earlier on this week. And we've got 296, 297 and 298 already recorded. 299 and 300, we've not done those yet. And they're the ones that we're going to get lined up to record. But we need to be ahead of the game so that it looks like the podcasts are going out every single day. So that's fine. It's, as long as you know that that's what has to happen, it has to then get copied onto your monthly and onto your weekly. So let's just cover some of the other stuff. On the monthly then, we've got, for example, you know, we've got property, business, and then also we've got a box for the month for property, which is property refurb. So which property out of a portfolio are we going to spend, it doesn't have to be a lot, £400-£500, maybe £1,000, but £400-£500, and we spend that on each property, and sometimes it's just painting and carpets, sometimes it's a new front door, but we're continually investing money into the properties, and actually as a result of this, we've just increased the monthly budget by about 30% for repairs to cover the cost of doing this. So on my monthly, I've got a property refurb section which talks about which properties are we going to refurb and when, and you know, what's the plan there. And it may be that we've got five to do, so we'll plan all five and do them each month. So do property one this month, property two next month, and so on. So we've got a very good idea about what's happening, and we can resolve things before problems occur. So that's how that works. So the other thing on the monthly one, then, we've got property, we've got business, we've got property refurb, we've got any ideas we want to write down. So one of the ideas we wrote down, for example, was the 7 a.m. club. And I can categorically tell you that idea is not going to happen. My body's just not built for 7 a.m. It's just a ridiculous time. And when you start to understand just how important sleep is, I know people go, oh, you lazy, sleep all the time, but I need 8 or 9 hours. If I don't get 8 or 9 hours, I can't perform to my optimal. I'm just tired all the time, and it's not good. If I don't get at least 8.5, I just don't perform. So getting up at 7 a.m, unless I go to bed at 9, 10, and which I don't, it's just not going to work for me. I'm a later kind of person. I go to bed late. But under ideas, run 20 minutes, goals 20 minutes, growth 20 minutes. That was the plan, but that's not going to happen. That's fine, but it's worth writing it down and then investigating. Is that an idea that you can actually run with, or is it just not going to work? And then on the weekly, under content, I've got podcasts per week. And then I've literally got them. Sorry, this is on monthly still. I've got under content how much content I need to actually get down for this month. And then when I go over to my week, I can then look at what content I've actually got through this week. And so hopefully that will give you a really good insight as to how I do my longer-term strategy planning. Longer-term here is only like 12 months. There's another longer-term strategy planning, which is 5 years and 10 years, and that's something for another time. But for the next 3 months at least, I've got my goals. And then when we rewrite them for 2020, depends when you're listening to this, of course, then we'll rewrite them for that for the year. And then in January, we'll write down what we want to have achieved for January. And then we'll break that down into weekly. And people go, but you just spend all your time creating goals and writing stuff down. And those people are generally poor people. So just to, if this is you, you're probably not earning as much as you want. You haven't got the wealth that comes in. Because wealthy people, and notice I use wealthy, not rich. And I don't like poor either, but I like non-wealthy because there's a difference. Rich and poor is about income levels. Wealthy is about assets that generate cash flow, just to put that criteria in there. So, and actually I might do that as a podcast because I think some people are confused by that. But non-wealthy people don't plan. Wealthy people plan. It's just, that's, you know, it's black or white, take it or leave it. If you take it, great, you're going to be wealthy. If you don't take it, that's fine. You're never going to get wealthy. It is as black and white as that, I'm afraid. It's not shades of grey there. You've got to be planning better than you currently are. And you don't spend all your time planning. It's just, you know, it's just an excuse by non-wealthy people that they think we should be work all the time, and you're operating at the wrong level entirely. And if that is you, you need to come out to the Villa in Spain where we actually cover that in our war room events. We'll fix that for you. So I hope that gives you a really good insight, a little bit behind the scenes as to how I actually operate as well, but also some of the content that goes onto these three sheets. I do print out a weekly goal sheet and then I throw them away. I do print out a monthly goal sheet and then I throw that away at the end of the month as well. I don't keep any of these. I used to hoard everything and now it's like it's gone. It's done. That week is finished. You never get it back. You can look at regret of what you could have, should have, would have done, and it's just regret. And regret's a crappy place to be. So it's like, you know, looking to the forward, to the future. What can I get accomplished? What can I get achieved? And that kind of thing. Hope that's useful for you. Good podcast there. And I'll catch up with you in the next podcast. My name's Dan Latter. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.